This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County is now home to what Microsoft calls the world's most powerful supercomputer. The company's new $3.3 billion data center in Mount Pleasant opened ahead of schedule and is part of a larger $13 billion investment. About 550 people are already working there, with more hiring expected. A Racine man is charged after an infant died and another young child was allegedly put at risk. Police say 27-year-old Isaiah Collins faces a child neglect charge tied to the 2-year-old after drugs including THC and fentanyl were found within reach. Investigators say he admitted to leaving children unattended. No charges have been filed in relation to the infant. A Franklin strip club could lose its license after being accused of allowing prostitution inside. Prosecutors say employees, including a former manager, knew about illegal activity in VIP rooms. The business remains open for now as the case moves forward. Eli Lilly is investing in both its Kenosha County expansion and the local community. The pharmaceutical company has donated $50,000 to the Kenosha YMCA to support teen education and job training programs. They're spending $3 billion on their project in Pleasant Prairie. And a new mural honoring Bob Uecker is now on display in downtown Milwaukee. The project was largely funded by the We Energies Foundation. Organizers say it celebrates a local icon while adding to the city's public art. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some are calling it the end of an era. The Milwaukee Bucks trade the arguably greatest player in franchise history, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to the Miami Heat. The blockbuster trade broke late on Monday night after months, if not years, of uncertainty surrounding the star sharpshooter. On a special edition of Civic Media's Make the Call, Jimmy Casca and the crew commiserate over the trade, seeing Giannis leave Milwaukee, and the championship legacy Bucks fans still get to hold on to.
I was very sad for a while because it's to me, you know, the end of an era for the Bucks. It's just one of those things, like, you knew it was coming, you didn't want it to happen, and it did anyway. I'm curious about where you guys are at. I felt like this was inevitable, and we have finally arrived to that day.
As Jimmy says, Giannis saved basketball here in Wisconsin and delivered the 2021 title, the parade and years of memories that can't be taken away. A man accused of secretly placing a recording device inside a bathroom at the Menominee Medical Office where he worked is now facing charges in Eau Claire County. Medical assistant Meng Vang has been facing 30 felony charges in Dunn County, but now faces additional charges, with prosecutors saying they found images secretly recorded by the defendant at a reform medicine office in Eau Claire. Vang is scheduled to appear in court on the new charges today. Finding new leadership for UW-Madison and the state university system will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and take months to complete. The combined searches for a new chancellor and system president are expected to exceed $461,000. Outside firms are leading the effort, helping identify candidates and manage the hiring process. The president's position became vacant after a high-profile firing of Jay Rothman earlier this year. Regents say they hope to fill that role first, with a decision expected later this fall. Eau Claire County has officially filed a lawsuit against a number of chemical manufacturers over PFAS contamination. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The lawsuit was filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court earlier this month as the county seeks to recover damages for the forever chemicals in the water supply near the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. According to the complaint, the named defendants in the lawsuit include companies like 3M, DuPont, and more, and lists 7 causes of action, including defective design, negligence, and violations of the Wisconsin Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Environmental regulators say nearly 100 public water systems in Wisconsin have PFAS levels above federal drinking water standards enacted last year. That includes water systems in the cities of Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, and La Crosse. Students in Madison will have much less access to their phones at school starting this fall under a new district policy. Middle schoolers will not be allowed to use phones at all during the school day, even at lunch or recess. High school students will have to keep devices put away during class, passing periods, and school activities, but can use them at lunch. The school board approved the plan to meet a new state law, though some parents say it may not go far enough or include enough community input. The furthermost upriver lock in the lower Fox River system may soon see boat traffic again after being closed for more than a decade. The Fox River Navigational System Authority has approved an agreement with the DNR on the Menasha Lock. Built in the mid-1800s, the Menasha Lock was closed due to an invasive species of fish, the round goby, being found below the Neenah Dam. The recent agreement means the DNR will apply a fish toxicant to prevent the spread of round gobies into the Winnebago system while commercial boats move through the system. The agreement doesn't include recreational boaters at this point, but officials say they hope to get to that point over the next year. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 2-0, thanks to another great pitching performance. On Monday, it was Brandon Woodruff, this time Brandon Sproat. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was dominant. Best outing of the year, best stuff of the year. Yeah, and he could have kept going. His calf tightened up in the fifth. You probably noticed him grabbing it, but he wanted to stay for the sixth, and then after the sixth, we didn't want to risk it. He could have stayed, but things worked out.
Sproat allowing just one hit in six innings. The Brewers going for the sweep tonight. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks adding two new players in the draft. Guard Braden Burries and forward Nate Amond. Burries asked about being yet another player out of Arizona getting drafted by an NBA team.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime. The legends before me, and I'm just trying to get to where they're at. Shout out to all the AZ guys that got drafted, and I feel like it's going to be another one tonight.
That's the Bucks' Braden Burries with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and there could be some heavy rain, up to a half inch or more in places that get rain and thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-70s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight. Low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered showers. High of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.